You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
State of the States with US correspondent Jason Leopold.
Hey, Jason, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm very well, thank you. So what's going down at the moment? We've got the Dakota Access Pipeline protests, which are making headlines all around the world, it seems.
Yeah, yes, it is. This is escalated quite a bit. Last week, law enforcement authorities trying to break up the protests in freezing cold temperatures, dousing protesters with water. One of the protesters was hit in the face with some sort of a cancer that was used and now may go blind. The latest is that U.S. veterans will head out to the Dakota Pipeline protest, and they're going to form a human shield. And basically what they're going to do is to try to block law enforcement attempts to dismantle these encampments that have been set up. So recently, what we've heard is that the sheriff out there, he's going to block access to Standing Rock, and the governor in the state said, "Hey, you know, this protest more or less needs to end." What's happening is that U.S. veterans are, as I noted, are going to head out there and essentially form a human shield and just block that. So, you know, it looks like things are going to escalate quite a bit, and in fact may turn violent. Whenever you have law enforcement trying to forcibly break up any type of protest, particularly one that you have hundreds of people at, it never goes smoothly. This is a protest at this point where, and I think it'll be safe to say that probably the vast majority of people are not completely aware what is being protested. They know it's a pipeline. They may not be familiar with it. But basically, just to sum it up here, you know, the protesters have been spent months out there in North Dakota at Standing Rock Sioux Reservation, rallying against plans to route the $3.8 billion Dakota Access Pipeline beneath a lake near Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. They're saying that the water, or they're saying that it poses a threat to water resources and sacred Native American sites. So, the protest has attracted actors, musicians. Congress is now weighing in on it, asking the president, President Obama, to get involved. But in the past, in the past week, it's really escalated. It's a 1,172-mile pipeline project. It's owned by Energy Transfer Partners. That's a Texas-based company. It's nearly complete, except for this segment that they're planning to run under Lake which is a reservoir formed by a dam near the Missouri River. So a group calling themselves Veterans Stand for Standing Rock, which is made up of more than 2,000 U.S. military veterans, they plan to go there this weekend and form a human wall in front of police. We'll obviously have to see what happens from there.
Mm. Yeah, because I mean, when I've heard about it, I feel like it's when I read about it that it's been going on for so many months, but only really has seemed to pick up traction in the media over the past, I don't know, couple of weeks, or maybe at the most a month or so. What do you think? It's perhaps the violence that's been happening that has caused that. I don't know. What do you think the reason for that is?
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, for a while, as you noted, they've been out there for quite some time, and it really did not attract any media attention. And what I will say this, that this is just my assessment. I think what helped attract the media attention in recent days, certainly in recent weeks has been the live streams that protesters have shown on Facebook, Periscope, which provided real-time look at the way in which law enforcement was treating these protesters, which is quite unbelievable. I mean, the tactics that have been used to try and by law enforcement to try to break up the encampments and get rid of these protesters. I mean, these are militarized tactics. So, and it's been a peaceful protest. But they, that look at that these protesters have provided us with as to what's been taking place on the ground, as such, has attracted or new media attention. Mm-hmm. Certainly, the election, the fact that many many in the media were focused exclusively on the presidential election between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton overshadowed what was happening out there over in Standing Rock. So now that the election is over, for all intents and purposes, we're getting another look at this. But if I may segue into that, I mean it's over, but it's not over. I mean now we're looking at recounts that are taking place in various states that Hillary lost, and really what we've seen over the past couple of weeks is Hillary Clinton's popular vote, the popular vote, which, as you know, does not get you elected, right? That does not get you elected president of the United States. It's the Electoral College that you need to win. But Hillary Clinton now has more than 2 million. She won the popular vote by more than 2 million votes. The polls were on her side, and so there's questions now about how did what happened in Wisconsin? What happened in Michigan? What happened in Pennsylvania? These battleground states that she lost. About a week ago, a Princeton professor, he raised questions about the validity of the election results in these states. And that turned into an effort, a grassroots effort, to get a recount going. And so Jill Stein, who is the Green Party candidate, she helped raise, in the course of 24 hours, millions and millions of dollars to get a recount going. That obviously antagonized Donald Trump, who used his platform on Twitter to lambast this effort and go after Hillary Clinton. By the way, Jill Stein raised more than $6 million, so I should make that clear. And which is more money than she raised for her, for her own presidential campaign.
Yeah, wow.
But, this is an election now where, or excuse me, this post-election, this post-mortem, Donald Trump, he lost the popular vote by, more than any other candidate. So that disparity there is what many are holding on to.
Right.
I should make it clear that this recount is not going to change, unlikely to change any result. Not going to make Hillary Clinton president. But think of it more as an investigative effort.
Yeah, I'm just to backtrack about the validity of the results in these states. Why is that being questioned? Can you talk me through that?
Yeah, I mean, part of it goes into a little bit of the, conspiracy theory, perhaps, that, hey, did Russia hack the election? There's all this talk prior to the election, even by, folks in the Obama administration saying that the Russian government was trying to influence it. They were behind the hacks of of Hillary Clinton's campaign emails, Democratic National Committee hacks. And so they kind of left the door open that, you know, with these electronic voting machines that, hey, perhaps, perhaps Russia or any other nefarious actor was involved in shifting votes intended for Clinton, particularly in these states, over to Donald Trump. And that alone, you know, that possibility, that question was, was what ultimately helped Jill Stein raise all that money. And, you know, any presidential candidate can ask for a recount. And since she raised the money, the Clinton campaign said that they will, they will join in on it. They've been sort of, taking a back seat to this and standing in the shadows to see what happens. But at this point, she's asked for a recount in Michigan, Jill Stein, that is, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. It's underway in Wisconsin, and what's notable as well is is after this happened, Donald Trump again on Twitter then called into question the integrity of the votes in states like California, where I'm in, that were heavily in favor for Hillary Clinton, and even went as far as to say that, there was massive vote fraud, for which he has no evidence. He just said it. This is truly going to turn out to be a bizarre. The president-elect's actions are so bizarre, and it's shaping up to be a bizarre administration, and certainly a bizarre. Will be a bizarre presidency.
Right, but you think it's probably...
We will have no shortage of things to talk about over the next 4 years.
Yeah, for sure. But you think you're still skeptical about whether it will change the outcome of this election?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to change the outcome. I don't think that, you're going to suddenly see this, Hillary Clinton won all of these states. Who knows? I suppose that is possible. It really doesn't look like that's going to happen. I mean, but as I noted, it's an investigative effort. Here you have Hillary Clinton, whose margin in the popular vote surpasses Donald Trump by more than 2 million, right? So one could argue that, the vast majority of people in the country wanted Hillary Clinton to be president.
Yeah.
But then you look at the Electoral College, and, Donald Trump won. And then you have the polls were all in favor of Hillary Clinton. So there's still this denial that we're all in, that Donald Trump is president.
Mm-hmm.
There's still these questions as to what happened, how did it happen, why did it happen? And so this is part of that effort to look for some answers.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Well, that's all we have time for this week, Jason, but we'll talk to you again next week.
I look forward to it. Thanks so much.
All right. See ya.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.